Sudbury's NORCAT, a mining technology and training organization, has reached an agreement to provide on-site workforce training for the huge Torex Gold Minera Media Luna, MML, operation in Mexico. The Torex Gold property is in the process of transforming from surface mining to underground operations, NORCAT said in a news release. The change means that more than a dozen specific new job roles will need to be accommodated, said the release. Recognizing the importance of upskilling their workforce for this endeavor, Torex Gold has selected industry leaders NORCAT and AMI, a Mexican company, to develop and deliver comprehensive training programs to prepare and equip new and existing workers with the confidence and competence required for the future of their operations, said NORCAT. Training will be provided to more than 200 workers. Together, AMI and NORCAT will design, develop and deliver 16 specialized courses to meet Torex Gold's unique needs, including two introductory courses providing workers with a solid knowledge foundation, followed by 14 role-specific programs tailored to various organizational roles, said the release. NORCAT said this would include such things as training operators for rock bolters to battery electric scoop operators, with each course focusing on giving miners the skills and competencies necessary to excel in the role. Leveraging AMIS expertise in boots on the ground training and profound understanding of the Latin American mining industry, combined with NORCAT's unrivaled proficiency in curriculum development and training strategy, this collaboration is an ideal match for Torex Gold's needs, said the release. NORCAT and AMI will adopt a hybrid, blended learning model for program delivery, incorporating a combination of classroom instruction, instructor-led components, equipment simulation and hands-on practical training, said NORCAT. The first group of workers is scheduled to commence their training in August 2023, and, with a commitment to excellence, AMI and NORCAT aim to have an estimated 231 workers complete their training by December 2025, said the release. Sudbury.com